الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Firstly, with regard to our namaz, yesterday we first explained the legs, how they must be kept, four fingers apart, facing towards the Qibla and on the line. Still we find a lot of negligence. We don't check whether our legs are on the line. We don't check our legs. And then how is the rest of the namaz going to be correct? Allah give us tawfiq to become conscious. And then raising the hands, we should raise them, and where the nails of the thumbs are, touch the lobes. This is for the males and for the Hanafis. And then we just drop it completely, fold it, and then the passing of the hands must be very neatly done. The two hands, the three fingers must be together, just after the wrist, yeah, and then it must be clasped consciously with the thumb and the finger, not just placed there. It's not a matter of placing, of clasping it. We are going on a very special journey, and we have to be fully prepared with it. The other hand must be behind the right, the left fingers must be behind the right forearm. They must not be hanging down at the bottom. Very, very important. Where we don't really realize it. After that, the very important thing now is the focus. Our eyes must be at the place of sajda. Everyone knows it. But how many of us really practice it? If we do practice it, just make your own, on your own you can make your decision for yourself. If I focus there correctly, my whole namaz, I'll have concentration. If I haven't got concentration, I'm not focusing. In my whole life, my deeni life, I will have focus. In my dunya's life, I will have focus. If I'm driving, I will have proper focus on that. When I'm talking to somebody, there will be focus. A student who studies, some students have to read over that. They do their sabak of Quran Sharif, for example. They have to read it many times, then they learn it. And there are those who just read it once. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi himself said that when I read something, my mutala, I read. Even if I want to remember it, then that once that I read it, I remember it for up to 30, 40 years as though it's in front of me. A photographic mind is a piece there. And if I don't want to remember it, just reread it. 5 years it will be in front of me. And this is for that concentration that you have. And Maulana's particular thing, why Allah had granted him, as we had explained previously also, his purity of mind. When he got married, we explained, he didn't know that you have to go to your wife. Whole night he was making mutala until his wife came and she touched him. Then he said, I never knew of this other world. And there is a great lesson there. He was teaching Bukhari Sharif, in which all the subjects come also. And he was a great allama who wrote about all this also. But just like we, many things we do, we are not conscious of it. We don't realize. Maulana Yusuf asked me about, these people, don't they read it in the kitabs? What was it? I told you about Kitabul Jihad. We teach it also. In all our kitabs, we teach Kitabul Jihad, but it never dawns on us we have to make jihad. It just have to be taught, and that is finished now. Like, for example, like our Zohar, we have to teach the children is 12 rakats. But it never dawns on me, I must make 12 rakats. That two nafil, that is not important, but I have to teach it. And I'll ask the exam question also. And I'll give marks. If he didn't write 12, he wrote 10, I will subtract his mark. But it won't come in my mind, I have to make that 2 rakats. So we don't have that. So Maulana, he taught all this, but his mind was never in all these things. And there is a beautiful discussion. Allah give us tawfiq to explain on that also sometime. And from the basis of the ayat, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. There are some people, many people, majority of the people, who take gods as the gods besides Allah Ta'ala. يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. And this here is a process. Imam Ghazali, Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimullah, has explained this, that they love that gods of theirs, how the love of Allah must be. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. And on the other hand, the people who make the other effort, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَّدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people's hope for andada, for God, is like أَشَّدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who made the right effort, their love is أَشَّدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And this shows up very clearly in a person's life, which to one of the two directions you are going into, what your life will be, what your maut will be, what your akhirat will be. These two things make the whole journey very clear. Allah give us tawfiq, sometimes we will discuss on that also. But from that year we learn, like Maulana, he was the sexual life, he taught it, everything. But he never dawned upon him. So therefore his mind was so pure, and on that he had that photographic mind, that the memory of his, by that Allah blessed him. And when today our students are sitting in class with the phone while having dars, and they're looking at filthy and dirty things, you can forget it, you can have such a memory. So they have to study a lot when they want to learn their sabak. On the other hand, a person whose mind is clear, pure, somebody was just explaining me, in the Malawi or somewhere, the children who become hafiz from the villages, pure, clean mind, they just learn sabak. They read it one, two times, they know it properly. And three, four lines or something. How our minds are pure. So this focus in namaz is very, very important. If we want to focus in life, if we want focus in our deen, if we want concentration in our namaz, we want to focus in our tilawat of Quran Sharif, we want to focus in our zikr, we want to focus in our dua, make sure that our focus in namaz is correct. And this is not only one, this is in a standing position. All the positions, our focus must be correct. And that also has to be done consciously. Then it will come right. So if we focus, not with our eyes, we are looking to the side, that who's watching me, how, what kind of namaz I'm making. And we are thinking for him also, he must be thinking I'm very pious. The way I'm, and many of us, our namaz, we make it slow motion. Slowly lift our hands. There is a big buzurg now, that he lifts it slowly, he brings it down. So then we're looking also, are people noticing that I'm making my namaz like this? There are those of our friends who told us, in the haram they are looking around, from the side of the eye. The people that making, this is a buzurg who came today to the haram, and he is busy now making namaz. You're not focusing, and you want the world to focus on you. If you focus on Allah, everything you got. But when your mind is all must focus on me, you must forget anything is going to happen good to you. So that focus is very, very important. And then there is more details, inshallah, as Allah wishes and time goes, we'll discuss. Then comes then ruku. Then our reading also. As far as reading also is concerned, Hanafis behind the imam, we don't read qiraat. But all the other we must say, our takbir, Allahu Akbar. With the imam, just behind the imam, and make our ruku, sajda, etc. And when we're reading our own namaz, very, very important, very sadly we notice it, that people are making namaz, but their lips are tight-lipped. They're not moving their lips. And if your lips don't move, your tongue does not move, that does not constitute tilawat, qiraat. Qiraat is acceptable that which your tongue moves and your lips move. Reading in your mind, reading with your eyes, like you read a newspaper, you read a kitab, a book, you just read it, you're not moving your tongue and your lips. You just with your eyes and that, and it's registering in your mind. But namaz, what we read, and tilawat of Quran Sharif also, and we make, it's not a matter like we're reading some other book. Quran Sharif tilawat also, the lips must move and the tongue must move, and that you can hear yourself. And here also we have to learn what a great teaching, that your controls are in order. That's not so loud that the next person can hear and you're disturbing him. It's not so soft that you yourself can't hear. You have to control it, you have to learn to control that also. So our recitation must be also properly. And then there's no end to all the details to read then correctly. You can, when you start, a new Muslim, he doesn't know, he'll just read his namaz like that, it will be accepted. Then he's just saying, Subhanallah, it's accepted. But not forever, you have to move on. We also, forever we can't, how we learned in Maktab, and then how we came to high school, now we high school, we big boys now. We can't go Maktab, and we can't read Quran, we can't touch Quran now. For 5, 7, 8 years, got married, another 5, 10 years in another world, whatever little but we learned in the Maktab, that also we forgot. And everyone doesn't get that quality Maktab education also. Many places the education is very, very superficial. And those who don't go at all, what to say? And then our Quran Sharif reading is far from where it's supposed to be. We don't have to become Qari Basit. We don't have to become Sudais and Ibrahim Akhdar and all the wonderful Qurra. But at least it must be passable. So much that it is passable, reasonably correct. That is very important. That also we must concentrate on. But we are discussing more on the outward form. So that inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, that focusing in namaz. Very, very important. That's for man and for woman at the place of sajda. Your mind be, or your eyes be there. Then you will see your namaz, your focus will come. In your life, your focus will come. And the amount you will gain in there as for what we cherish our dunya's life. And dunya means everything to us. You'll see how your dunya also will become easy, and what barakat Allah will give in there also. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We were discussing the past few days, and hopefully Allah puts it in my heart, everyone's heart, and that is only by the will of Allah. Our talking and hearing is also only asbab, and it is only by Allah who is musabbibul asbab, who can make us hear without hearing. Allah can make the heart message go in the heart without you hearing the message with your ears. Allah can, that without the word being spoken, Allah can put the message across in your heart. Allah's qudrat is above everything. So Allah put in our hearts what this great month is all about. We know many people, they don't know what the month is. Many people who think they know the month, they know the very opposite of the month. Therefore, many people, there is a month now, especially children, iftari time, all the delicious things. They're looking for all the samosas and all the pies and whatever else. That is what is Ramzan for them. And Eid for them is new clothes. Eid for them is visiting around. Eid for them is all the eating on the day of Eid. So that is far from what Ramzan is and what Eid is. Eid is something completely. On that thought came also, Allah make that it be a correct thought, that in one hadith it comes that Jummah is an Eid more greater than the other Eids also. There are many aspects of Eid, but one aspect of Eid which is common in the Ummah, throughout the Ummah, on Eid day families get together. So on Jummah also, actually families should have been getting together. How Eid day we all get together, but our lifestyle has become, which is an alien, not an Islamic. We just put a Jummah into Friday. Jummah namaz, we just put it in. But we're coming from shop. We're coming from work. We're coming from the office. As whereas the Jummah, there should be, have been spent in ibadat of Allah. And then after Jummah, the family should get together. Today it's out of the question. You can't imagine that the families will get together. I'll just repeat this again. It will take us a little time, but hopefully there will be benefit. One of the requirements of Jummah is that a person frees himself for Jummah. And this, it seems difficult for us, but the inspiration which we can get, though the source of the inspiration is not right, But the inspiration is right. And that also we must see that when Allah wishes, He means He brings His Siddiq to be born in a temple, in a place where idols are worshipped. And when He wants to, He makes His worst enemy to be born in the Kaaba. And He turns out to be the worst enemy of Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes we see people get hidayah through many wrong things they do. But in that, Allah causes the hidayah to come. So this does not mean that that wrong thing is right now. It, what is a wrong is a wrong. If you were fortunate and in that wrong, Allah pulled you out of the dirt and gave you hidayah, make shukr. But doesn't mean that that wrong is right. So, two friends, many years ago, from Potchefstroom in the northwest province. One Muslim and one Christian man, the days of apartheid, when people didn't have really connection with other race groups and that. They went for business to the Far East. And they stayed in a hotel, China they went, and for the business they were going together and they were staying in the hotel. So on a Sunday, they were invited by the company for a barbecue in the afternoon. So when the time came, this Muslim man told this Christian friend of his, let's go, we invite. He said, I'm sorry, I can't go. It's my prayer day. It's Sunday. A man who's on safar, on journey, away from everyone. When we also become very lax with our namaz, we make our namaz also, but qasar. So qasar means all the other sunnahs, even if we have time, out of the question. It's impossible. It's haram to read it. We can only read the two rakat, the qasar. And that also make qasar in the qasar also. One tasbih is enough also. In that also we make qasar. But he, a Christian man, he said that I have to pray my Bible today. He can't go to his church. His church is not around there. But I have to pray my Bible. The Muslim went for supper. They were invited again, dinner. So he said, no, it's my big day. I can't. When they came home, he took the inspiration from a wrong source, but he took the good inspiration. And when we happened to be there on a Juma, and I went and visited him, I said, I've heard this about you. I would like you to relate this to me personally. And he told me the whole story personally. So there is no other narrator in between. And he explained that when he came back, he's a very big businessman. Appliance, cash and carry. Appliance, very big. But he says, from then when I came back, I don't open my business on a Friday. Till Juma time, I don't open my business. After Juma, if I wish to, I go, I open my business. But till Juma, and his business started flourishing more than before. Then when he was opening, compared to that, he said, my business flourishing even more. So the Juma, so Eid of Juma was supposed to be the family get together. One aspect which is international of Eid's day. All communities in the world on Eid day. But for us, for Juma, we haven't got time to make our sunnahs. The imams get tired announcing, we'll make our khutbah shorter. Quicker, we'll make our bayan shorter, but you have to read your sunnah. But the second salam is hardly finished, and the person is already by his car. He's going already back to his shop or whatever. So much we disrespect our Juma. So Juma is a great thing. So anyway, that is very, very important. On what did I say there? Anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that that Juma, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an Eid, more greater than the other two Eids also. Actually, it's all the spirituality that must be observed. But one outward thing is this also. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So, with regard, if the value of Ramadan will be in our hearts, then a person himself will be concerned to observe it correctly. And if the value is not there, then even if children are playing and one child doesn't want to play, and you're telling him, see, you must be fair, you mustn't rob. Usually you cheat and you rob. He said, but I don't want to play. So what you're telling me, I mustn't rob and I mustn't cheat. So if a person is not interested in Ramadan and you tell him to keep your rozas properly, he doesn't want to keep rozas and you telling me to keep rozas properly. First, the value of Ramadan has to be in our heart. Allah makes it. Gee, on this we spoke, that it's in Allah's hands. He can put it in our heart. We can speak about it, we can hear about it, read about it, write about it, lecture about it, but till Allah doesn't put it in the heart. And that is one of the great wisdoms our Akabir explained, that always speak the right things, even if you're not practicing it. It will come, perhaps, though you're talking about it, a whole world might be thinking you're practicing, but it doesn't even pass your mind, I must practice on it. And you take it for granted, all think I'm practicing, I am practicing. We are not Imam Abu Hanifa. When he just heard people saying that he doesn't sleep at night, then from that he never slept again at night. He kept on with his ibadah. We are just too happy. وَيُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُ بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُ. That were things what we are not doing of praise, people must talk and praise us about it. We are just too happy about that. So Allah give us tawfiq that keep on thinking about it. Ask ourselves what we are talking. Who of us thinks about it again? Even if we are noting down, it's noted down till ila yawmil qiyamah not to be read again. Many of us that in those days with the cassettes and with the tape recorders, those reels, people used to be very enthusiastic and tape and the amount of cassettes they got. Ask them, you hear? No, we don't get time to hear. And now with the modern digital and all that, on your phone you'll have 1,000 bayans. Do you listen? Like that you are happy to say, I got so many bayans. And when you, do you listen? You don't get time. Or when we are listening, we are doing all other work. And it doesn't register what in your mind. Women are cooking and that they have got the recorder on. Good, it's better than other things. But how much does it register? For a bayan to benefit, you have to give your full attention. And then again, it must be to get the proper benefit one-on-one. Just by the way, it doesn't work like that. By the way, like in Pakistan, Radio Pakistan, they had some program. And sometimes the wavelengths mix a bit. So on the one side was how to cook, and a certain all different things program on that. And the other side about exercise. So then it was mixing, that you must throw your egg, and then you must move up and down 6 times. Or the two things were all mixing all the time. So when we also listen like that, we also mix up everything. Bayan also we listening and we are doing some other thing also. Phone call comes and we are busy. Bayan is carrying on where we left off, where we carried on, and everything a whole big mix up. While we are reading Quran, we are giving instructions also. Just polish my shoes also. That's also we made one ayat in the Quran. And somebody knocked on the door, just tell him, I'm in a toilet now. A lie you put in the Quran Sharif also. You busy reading Quran, and you tell the person, just tell him, I'm busy, I'm in a toilet now. So all this mix up, that doesn't come. That also with focusing in namaz, then we'll focus on one thing. And where Allah Ta'ala said clearly, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah hasn't made for any man two hearts in his inside, which really refers to you can't do two things at one time. Do one thing, do it properly. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So on this also, one other point, one professor at university told his students that the Quran Sharif is not a perfect kitab. Atheist, what does he know, where is Quran Sharif? And today people who got no knowledge, they are making, who got knowledge compared to Allah? Our knowledge is zero. But we are giving judgment on Allah's kitab. Allah's whose ilm is unlimited. Just like that, even students, they are judging their ustads. Murids judge their sheikh. And our sheikh, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi, has written extensively on this also. What we have to do, that we're not doing, and we're doing all other things. So anyway, what to... Ji. So this professor, what he knows, he hasn't got Iman also. He said that the Quran has made a mistake as far as the eloquence of Quran is concerned. That Quran said, مَا جَعَلُ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ, that Allah did not make for any man two hearts in his inside. So he said, why did the Quran Sharif say Rajul? It should have said لِأَيِّ إِمْرَيْنِ لِأَيِّ أَحَدٍ, for anyone. A woman also hasn't got two hearts in her. Not only a man. Why did the Quran specify that a man hasn't got two hearts? And actually, this is just to tell us that you can't do two things at one time. But even in that, see the perfection of the Quran Sharif. So he said, the Quran Sharif said, nobody has got two hearts, man or woman, child or old person. A young boy stood up and said, sir, when a woman has conceived and she's got a baby inside her, now she's got two hearts in her, and a man can never conceive unless LGBT, they do something else, and a man can also conceive. And in there also are some funny stories, but there is not the occasion for those funny stories. So anyway, if she has twins, then she has got three hearts in her inside. And Quran said, fi jawfi, in the inside. So, and if she's got quadruplets, she's got five hearts in her inside. Then, فَبَهِتَ الَّذِي kafar, this person was completely disgraced. That now he hopefully could understand, where can I make judgment on Quran Sharif? And Allah give us also all topic on our kabir and our aslaf. We want to judge them. What knowledge, what taqwa, how much, just that they were more closer to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One buzurg who used to sell food as his income. So he should sell yesterday's stale food more expensive than today's fresh food. So our logic would say fresh food is expensive, stale food is cheaper. So they ask why? He say that food is more closer to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's got more value. This today's food is more further away from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's got less value. So we our minds cannot reach. These are those people who we will call majzoob. They are out of mind. They don't know what they're talking about. One person asked such a person the directions to the city, to the town, who came from outside on the main road. So he showed him the direction to the Qabristan. See, where this person directed me? Like sometimes the GP also directs you to all where you go. If you take one step further, you go down a cliff or something. So anyway, he came out at the Qabristan. So he met him again. He said, you gave me wrong. He said, why? He said, that's the city. Yeah, this is the empty place where every day janazas are going there. And there they are living permanently. So where you live permanently, that is your place of residence. Not the other place where you're living temporarily, that's like a hotel, that is like a guest house, where you're living permanently when they go Qabristan, so that is your place of your city. Like that one time, in the discussions by Hadhrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all were talking and they were talking about New York, and like New York, oh what a city, New York, praising it, etc. So Hazrat understood. So Hazrat like very tired and rubbing his eyes. And he asked, oh, what that village you're talking about? So that he brought it on them. You think a big city or something. He says, which village? I don't even know about that village. You make it like it's a big Paris, London, New York, all these things. But these are nothing. Value which makes a person awake, Medina Sharif. And the Medina of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Makkah Sharif, that should make a person, inspire him completely. So anyway, so Allah give us tawfiq to realize the value and make dua to Allah. That, oh Allah, you put the value of this month of Ramadan and the whole of deen and every aspect of deen, you put it in my life. The greatest people in the world, they upheld values for this. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the sign of Allah's perfection and greatness is the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That every human being, wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun. You want to see the qudrat of Allah, see you yourself see Allah. And you see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much you'll recognize Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much that Allah made His Nabi. And what perfection! Every aspect, His words were so perfect. His attitude, His looking, His walking, everything. So that shows the great perfection of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala honored Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent that Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Who made itaat of Rasul, so Allah has graded it and put its grade, he made itaat of Allah Ta'ala. What a position Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala let us realize the value. So with regard to Roza, and so the whole Ummah is observing Ramadan, but we know how many people. Some don't even know it is Ramadan. Some know, no Roza still they keeping. Some are keeping when we feel like we'll keep. And some are making their own Shariat. We will decide which days we're going to keep. And in Ramadan, that Thursday, Monday, a lot of virtues. So we keep Monday, Thursday, Roza. Or we keep a year, maybe 3 days, 30 days Roza Sawab we'll get. All that, or that every day's Rozas we have to keep. And we have to keep them properly. And when we keep a Roza, it must be a Saum, Imsak, it must be a Roza. From that one is what we all know and which we, inshallah, alhamdulillah, we are keeping, not eating anything, not drinking, no sexual relationship. Allah make it that the sexual thoughts go right out of our mind. Even not only old people or not little children who don't know, those who fully are aware of it. But in Ramadan, we don't know about it. It's out of our mind completely. And then see what Roza is. So if we keep the Roza, as Roza is supposed to be kept, then we'll get the full value of it. Namaz we are all making, but how many of us, we are making namaz, but we're not making namaz. How many of us are feeling guilty also? I'm making sajda, I'm deceiving everyone, I'm in sajda. I'm deceiving myself, I'm in sajda. But I'm not in sajda, I'm not even in the masjid, only my body is there. Me, myself, I'm far away. I mean, where and where I am. So, if we, that namaz becomes a namaz, roza becomes a roza, then we will know what the value. And as long as a person is involved in fake things, jali, he doesn't know the value of the true things. If a person whole life, he was given some clothes to wear, some food to eat, but all fake, not the genuine. And one day when he gets the actual genuine thing, then he says, Subhanallah, this is now what I wanted. So our namaz also, fake namaz. Our tilawat, our rozas also. We are not keeping the what is called a roza. So that is what is required. And when Allah gave us tawfiq to free our time, we have come here and to make our Islam. So that it means that we should work in this, not just keep a roza, just keeping hungry, etc. Many of us are keeping what is called the shari'i roza, a fiqhi roza, according to fiqh. Al-imsak and itta'am wa sharab, that you don't eat anything, you don't eat anything, you don't drink anything, no sexual relation from sehri time, subah sadiq until sunset. Your roza is made. But is it a roza? So roza, we have to, which Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, addressing the believers, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, kutiba alaykum usriyam, and just see the style of the Quran, and Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran as the Quran is, not as we understand. When a person, for example, one person never making namaz with jamaat, why you don't make namaz with jamaat is in the Quran Sharif. Where in the Quran it is you must make namaz with or not in jama'at? See, you never read in the ayat, inna salata tanha, that namaz is tanha. Tanha, now the Urdu word he put in there. Well, Arabic haven't got Urdu words. There is a lot of discussion if it's got other words in it, and or muhaddithin discuss, etc. But nowhere it comes that some Urdu words are also in the Quran Sharif. So, he said that namaz tanha. Tanha in Urdu alone. And Arabic, it stops you. Tadha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz will stop you from all lewd, base, sins and evil things. Namaz will stop you. But he إن الصلاة تنهى. That namaz you must make alone. So we brought Urdu also into the Quran. So understand Quran Sharif as Quran Sharif is, not what I think what is Quran Sharif. And you'll go to a complete, you'll come to a complete different result. What result you are supposed to come to, you'll be miles away, and you'll another result you will come. Another person, he said he wasn't making namaz. So why? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, you mustn't even go near namaz. He, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَىٰ, and he stopped there. وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَىٰ, that when you are drunk, when there was still permission, the liquor became gradually haram, and finally it became completely haram forever. But during that period, one of the ways to stop them from drinking, because they loved their namaz, but now when you're drunk, you're not allowed to read. So we'll give up our drinking, we won't stop our namaz. So Allah said, you, when you are intoxicated, you can't. But now a person just stops there. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَىٰ, and don't even go near namaz. Don't even go near the masjid. Take a road far from the masjid. Complete wrong. So Allah give us topic to understand Quran Sharif as the Quran is and what it's telling us, and not what my ideas are. It's a different thing. When you do that and Allah starts opening Quran to you, you will be amazed yourself what were treasures and what were gems and values there in the Quran Sharif. And it might be, like for example, we all know that in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. What's the common meaning of it? That the awliya are the... But when you see the shan in nuzul, what it refers to? The mutawallis of Kaaba Sharif. Now if you keep it restricted to that meaning, to understand all this, many, many ayat are like that, that we have to understand the shan in nuzul, and true understanding, and the proper understanding, only when we know the shan in nuzul. But then to understand the Quran, it is for our daily lives forever. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon is for all of us in all aspects of life. It's not restricted to that specific occasion. It is the umum of it. And the person who will read Quran Sharif and the umum of the Quran, you will benefit. It will be different from the actual shan in nuzul. And the actual what mufassireen will explain about that ayat. But the actual day-to-day life, you will see it gives you a different picture. And the more you get into Quran Sharif, with the more sincerity, the more Allah opens. And there is no limit. You can die, you reach your deathbed. And then, you have only one option. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to read Quran in Qabr also. Qiyamah's day also. Let all hisab, kitab carry on. Give me my corner and I can read Quran. And you open it. So much so that we know Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, Rahmatullah Alayh, he said that in Jannat also, I want to read Quran Sharif. When we get that enjoyment, then the food and the fruit and the woman and the scenery of Jannat, that falls from your eyes. When you have seen Quran Sharif and what treasures are in the Quran, all these other things, they don't appeal to you then. So much so, he said that even the most beautiful hoor will come and sit in my lap. I'll tell her, Bibi, if you want to hear Quran, sit. Otherwise, you carry on, you go away. I have to read Quran Sharif. When we get that enjoyment in sajda, in dua, that is what a person will want. And that is his jannat in this world already. Huwa man Allah Ta'ala gives that. Where the true enjoyment of the real things are, then a person gets that full enjoyment. So our roza also, when we will keep a roza, and what is a roza we keep? Not what we thinking what is a roza. Little children, I ask them, where's your roza? Then they are baffled. I ask you in the mouth, in your pocket. This small boy here, mashallah, Muhammad, I asked him, and Allah reward his mother. She taught him that immediately this year, last year he didn't have the answer. This year he's got the answer. He said, my roza is by Allah Pak. So now I couldn't ask him another question after that. Mashallah. So we realize what the roza is. So Allah is addressing his friends. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Allah didn't say, katabtu, faradtu, that I made rozas for us. Rozas have been made for us on you. Hey, one aspect, which your Mufassirin write, that as it was made on the people of before, it was made, so it's made for us on you also. One aspect is, Allah used the majhul, not the ma'roof here, that it has been made for us. Because the love relationship between Allah and His banda is very, very, Allah doesn't want it to be harmed in any way. Easy way to understand, many of us, we want things to be done at home, etc. Now we won't go and tell the wife, you must do this, I'm telling you. We say, Hazrat said. So put the blame on Hazrat, and we get our work done. So like that, Allah Ta'ala too, just to keep us that relationship with Allah must not be tarnished in any way. And that roza is difficult for a person, his food and his drink. And then getting up at Sehri, and Iqrar Fulfal, his halal, sexual desires also, like hard on a person, that my banda will feel that, my Rabb, why you put such a big task on me? Why you made it so difficult? So Allah says, it has, and who made it for us? It is Allah. But Allah says, that Allah made it for us. It is just like, for example, you tell somebody, if I tell somebody, go there, and I'm looking at the person, what does it mean? You go there. But you, I'm not speaking it, but it is there. Mustatar, it is hidden away. So one ustad explained to the student, and the student started looking now that the mustatar way is it. I don't see it here in the words. So he said, my ustad, I know he'll never lie. So he started scratching there and looking for it where. Some 10, 20 pages he found it there, you is written there. So he said, I knew my ustad, he'll never lie. It is there, it's hidden inside somewhere. So it is there. So in the same way, the fa'il haqiqi is Allah Ta'ala. Allah made it. And Allah made it because outwardly we could feel a bit hard that why my Allah made roza for us on me. My Allah says He loves me, but He put me to this heavy task. And Allah, many things Allah Ta'ala does which we don't understand. Asa an tuhibbu shay'a, asa an tuhibbu shay'a, wa huwa sharrun lakum. Asa an takrahu shay'a, wa huwa khayrun lakum. Sometimes things are, outwardly it looks bad, but actually great benefit. Like that king who used to go for, who loved his hunting, and should go on his hunting trips regularly. And he took his chief minister, who they were good friends. So one time they're going, just as they started the journey, the king got hurt, cut by his thumb. And just when you get cut, it burns a lot. The pain is terrible. The minister had the habit of saying, Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta. Whatever Allah does is good. So the king got very angry. I got cut. Blood is flowing. It's paining me. And you saying, very good happened. Very good you got cut. And kings think like they're kings. Immediately order put him in jail for 3 days. So again he told you, Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. So the king went on, and he went beyond his boundaries, place where the cannibals, people who eat human beings, they caught him, they were going to eat him, they are alive. They used to eat human beings, alive. So, but they also had some masalas like we got for qurbani. That the eyes must be right of the animal, the tail must be right, the horns must be right, etc. So they checked up, they say, no, he's not fit for qurbani. He's got this cut here, so he can't be, he's not fit, so they let him go. Then he realized, Allah made it that I got cut, and I'll get better. Already the pain is gone now. After a few days, little while, the pain stays. And then the mark, etc., the scar, also eventually goes away. I'll get but my life got saved. So he came and with great honor, he took out there to minister from jail, red carpet treatment. Now I understand what you said was right. Jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. But when I send you to jail, then also he said, what was so good in you going to jail? He said, Badshah Salamat, you know we never separate from one another. We always together. And when they arrested you, caught you, I was going to be caught with you. You should have got gone free because your hand was cut. But I got, my body is salamat. I got no scar cut on my, they should have eaten me alive. So Allah kept me 3 days in the jail and my life got saved. So we must understand in our whole life of Khizr alayhi salam with Musa alayhi salam, outwardly it all looked like wrong things. But what great wisdom. And nobody can reach the wisdom of Allah. So difficulties in our lives, unsurmountable, very, very hard life. There is great, great goodness in it. We must just have the correct attitude and we get that goodness in this world already. Akhirat will be there 100%. But here already Allah Ta'ala gives it. So this roza also, it might seem that it's difficult, hard. I can't do my normal things. But so much of goodness we can't imagine. And when we see just the rewards, all the other benefits are separate. On Qiyamah's day, when the sun will be just overhead, the people who used to keep rozas, their special da'wat under the throne of Allah, when there will be no other shade anywhere but under the throne of Allah Ta'ala. And so cool, no fans that can cause some harm, no air conditioners that can cause some harm, what it will be, and the food from Allah Ta'ala. And there you will be able to see people are busy in Hisab Kitab. And here you are sitting and you are eating, and what food, the namas of Allah Ta'ala. All the one most wonderful. Then you'll see our keeping roza there was nothing. We could have kept more rozas. What Allah Ta'ala is giving here. And the benefits of rozas in this worldly life. Our rozas, our deen we practice on not to make our dunya. Our deen we must practice to please Allah for our akhirat. But besides that, even dunya's benefits, everything, namaz, if we make it properly, our health benefits, dunya's benefits, our rozas we keep, everything, Quran Sharif tilawat, wallah, dunya's benefits unlimited in Quran Sharif. How much Allah will open up the philosophies of life, how much Allah will open up things of dunya, it's all kept in the Quran Sharif. So how much of deen will come into our lives? All the, so rozas also Allah kept. We might find it a bit difficult, hard to adapt, etc. But only benefits. So kutiba alaykum as-siyam. And to make it more easier, kama kutiba alal-ladhina min qablikum. You have been singled out that only this ummah you have to keep roza. All ummahs kept roza. And you have been given the most perfect roza in the most perfect days, the month of Ramadan, which is full, impregnated with barakat, fuyuzat, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, all that. In that time, ayyam ma'dudat just defines when those rozas have been. A few limited days, the days of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala has kept this. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And then the real object of roza, don't forget the real object. It's not just to stay hungry. It's not just a matter of seri and iftari. It's not a matter of having Eid at the end. The real thing, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa. That is the real. So if we do keep our rozas, and we did not get taqwa at the end of Ramadan, one izafa, our taqwa did not increase one bit also, then realize that we didn't keep roza. Just like that buzurg asked a person who came from Hajj, he says that, did you meet Allah Ta'ala? No, I didn't meet Allah Ta'ala. When did you shake the hands of Allah when you kissed the Hajar al-Aswad? No, I didn't. Did you meet the Malaika? No, I. Then where did you go? You went to Paris or you went to France? If you go to Makkah Sharif, then there is a different thing. So if we kept roza, it will be a different thing. Otherwise, we didn't really keep roza. We went to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, but we were not there. We were in politics. What's the politics of my country? The whole world's politics I'm interested in. All the soccer scores, all the cricket scores I'm interested in. So you were not in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So Ramzan also, if we were in roza, we stayed hungry, but we didn't get the taqwa, then we didn't keep roza. Namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If our namaz is not stopping us from evil things, then we haven't been making namaz. Otherwise, 100%, when you make namaz, when the complaint came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person comes to a masjid, makes namaz, but is stealing the shoes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his namaz will make him stop from stealing shoes also. It will have the effect of it is all the good will come in your life. So here also if we keep our rosas, taqwa has to come into our lives. And if it's not coming, then realize I did not keep rosa. I was just staying hungry, I went on a hunger strike. Or I just for health reasons I kept hungry. Or everyone else, the people will say, "What? How are you? You're not keeping rosa?" So society or pressure of the society, I kept rosas. But if you keep rosas for Allah as what is required, Allah make it that we can explain it, we can understand, and we keep our rosas according to that, then we will see the great benefits of rosa. So this, and then Allah said, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. Allah specified the days, and together with that also, few days, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا, which you can count just on your fingers also. Every day we read Tasbihat-e Fatimi, 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33, 34 times. And we count it just on our fingers. We don't need a counter, we don't need a tasbih. So this is only 30, not even 33, not even 100. And we so few days only. So don't think it is lot. And we all realize year in and year out that before Ramzan, oh, rozas we have to keep. Very hard and that. Then just about 5, 6, already 1 week is gone already. Ramzan is going very fast this year. Every year we say Ramzan is going very fast. Like BMW is advertised in the newspaper. The final of technology. The ultimate in technology. Every year is the ultimate in technology. So here also, that our rozas there, every year, that 1 week, Ashara, this year Ramzan is going very fast. And before Ramzan, we have to keep rozas very hard. How are we going to manage? And just a few days, and then Ramzan going. So all that talk, cut it out. Read Tasbih in that time. Read Quran Sharif in that time. If you got time, just to read one ayat. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Just a few seconds and you read that ayat. You just read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There wasn't time to read the whole, but you'll see that reward, what it will be in Akhirat, you can't imagine. One person read 3 times Surah Ikhlas, and that takes about the 12, 15 seconds. It doesn't take much time to read Surah Ikhlas. And he made Isari Sawab to one of his friends who had passed away. He saw that person at night in the dream. That person told him, I'm here now for about 600-700 years already since I passed away. Not his friend, some buzurg of the past. I'm here already for so long. And I've made Quran Sharif khatam. I asked Allah. Allah granted my wish. And I'm reading Quran. I made 600-700 khatams of Quran Sharif. But no sawab there. What we do there, no sawab. But that 3 times Qulhu Allah you sent, that has sent me so high in Jannah. Allah raised my positions by that. So when you read, have the time, just read Surah Fatiha. Just read Qulhu Allah. We're just sitting and now what is our natural thing? We haven't, we just little bit free, out with the phone. We check now, put it away. Hardly anything, again out with the phone. Again checking again. Now we're checking this, now we're checking that. Waste of time. And if we read Quran Sharif, we read the Durood Sharif, where won't it take us? In this world also, Akhirat also. So we must not waste any of the time. So just the Ayyam Ma'adud, few limited days we got to benefit. Very soon this time will be gone. And then as much as you want to, the rewards and the benefits of Ramzan, we will never get back again. It is only in this month, Tilawat Quran Sharif, that in this month, Allah Ta'ala makes faraz. And by faraz, only by faraz, you get closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And that closeness increases till you become a big wali of Allah. Allah declares you as his wali by nawafil. So faraz are the foundation. And without the building of nawafil, we're still very far behind. The foundation will be done, Our Jannat will be made with our faraid. But the closeness of Allah Ta'ala and all that what we expect from being an obedient servant of Allah, that will only come by nawafil. And when we do our nawafil, you reach such a level which comes in the hadith. You become the eyes by which Allah sees, the tongue by which Allah talks, the ears by which Allah hears, the hands by which Allah touches in detail. What does that mean? Not like Jahil Sufis have given the wrong meaning that now Allah has come into me. And Auzubillah, like they say that Allah came into Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. And he's God himself now. That is not, and many of these people make some funny claims, Allah protect us. And this also, as a person progresses in deen, we must be more careful that shaitan does not mislead us. It's not long ago, one person who also, Khalifa of a sheikh also, everything, and he started claiming, he's getting peghams from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's speaking directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many such people in the history of Islam made funny claims that Allah, that they are talking with Allah Ta'ala. And so, and Allah doesn't talk to any and everyone. Allah has got his system for that also. And that we, people that they got contact with the qabr, and they go there and they speak to the marhumin. All funny things Allah protect, and no great people fall into the trap. Shaitan with his cunning tricks, nobody can save himself but by when Allah protects you. And if you don't take the protection of Allah, we can become more pious and shaitan doesn't worry. Become more, go more higher and I'll make you fall more harder. And many good people, our people, also fall prey to this. Allah protect us completely. It's only Allah's protection that can save us. So, what? Yeah, Jazakumullah. So then Allah become, what does it mean? The correct meaning ulama have explained. Now you'll only see what Allah wants you to see. Automatically now, by nawafil, what you were trying your whole life, I don't want to look at porn, I don't want to look at the filthy woman of the street, I don't want to think bad about people. What you couldn't achieve, your nafil will make you reach there. Now Allah will make your eyes, your mind, you won't think wrong. Your eyes, you won't look, you won't think of looking at wrong things also. Allah will give you. The other correct meaning is, in all of these things, Allah will put unlimited barakah. What you look at, literally will turn into gold. Who you look at, that person gets hidayah. And how many people, they just made contact with the people, and that were just the gaze of that buzurg on that person, and he changed his life completely, from the gutters right to the wilayat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is, now all that comes from our nawafil. So this is the month that all the nafal become the value of a farad. One great sheikh, Mujaddid Al-Fithani, rahmatullah alayhi, is written, whole life's nafal cannot equal a farad. Like for example, in namaz, whole life's tahajjud, ishraq, and what are the thawabs of ishraq? What are the thawabs of tahajjud? But it cannot compare with one day's two rakats of fajr, faraz namaz. So what is the value of faraz? And only through faraz do you get access in the court of Allah. If you make your whole life all the nafil, but you're not making your faraz, you can forget coming anywhere near Allah. But all the tahajjud fazilat, and all the ishraq fazilat, and all the awameen fazilat, but you're not making the faraz namazes. With all that, you'll never reach Allah Ta'ala. So our faraz must be in order. But in this month, all the nawafil take the value of a faraz. Faraz becomes the value of 70 faraid. Where will we get another month? This is the only time for that. So let us, the rozas, we can keep qaza roza, and you can keep a perfect qaza roza. It will never be the roza of Ramzan. You must say namaz with fajr jamaat, and you can make 100 fajr namazes, but it will never be that fajr of in the masjid. And no matter who the imam was, how it was in the masjid with namaz, that has got that value. You can give billions of rands in charity, but you're not giving your zakat, it's nothing. First give your zakat, and then give your, as much as you want to, give your charity. You're not making your farz hajj, and you're going for umrah after umrah. 10 umrahs in a year you are making, but you don't making your farz hajj, it's nothing. First is the farz. Let us understand that important. So in the, show our farz and perfect our farz. Very, very important. Whether it's namaz, make namaz as it is. Roza, make roza as it is. Then we will get the benefit. Otherwise, we will not get the benefit. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and make this effort. So inshallah, over the next few days, we will be discussing how to make our roza, what is required of us, a proper roza. Not just staying hungry, etc., but keeping a proper roza. Then we will get the proper benefit of the roza. And what is the main thing is taqwa. That is the main thing. Millions of other benefits. But the main thing, our taqwa that we get. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.